Today, what's it like to be a foreigner living in London? We're going to talk to Lindsay from South Africa.
My name is Lindsay. I'm 24 years old. I'm from Johannesburg. I moved to London on the 20th of January this year.
There's a big South African community in London, with people who've lived here for years and years, and others who've just come to get a taste of London life. Lindsay grew up in South Africa, but she has a UK passport because her father is British. That's part of the reason she came here. What are the other reasons why she decided to come and live in London for a while?
London, it's my heritage. Even though I've grown up in South Africa, my dad has always instilled the British pride in us. And I just felt there was so much culture and so much history. I've always been interested in the kings and queens of England. I still find it amazing that Big Ben goes off, you know, every 15 minutes. My dad used to phone me in South Africa and he used to play it for me over the phone. It's almost like we're still living in the 1800s. The history really captivates me.
So apart from all the excitement of the history and culture, what's it really like coming here to live for the first time?
I think it's a process, which I'm seeing a lot of South Africans go through. I think when you move here, first, it's a novelty. It's exciting. Everyone's interested in why you're here and you're meeting so many new people. And then you go through, after 3 months, you go through a homesick period where you feel everybody you meet is new. So I got tired of just meeting people that had only known me for like 2 months. I kind of missed the people that really knew me.
How does she cope with homesickness and other negative feelings?
I think for me, I've always remembered that this is something I've always wanted to do. And I know there are thousands of people back in South Africa that would kill for this opportunity.